Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, I can assure you, some of the racists have crawled out of the dirt and have been sending texts here. They lack morals. Oh, yeah. Let's just go with the entire generalization. About hundreds of millions of people. What a repugnant comment. And people are so clueless, so tone deaf, so foolish, so racist. They're willing to go on their phone and text that here at a WCC radio.
It's gutsy.
It's cowardice. It's just absolute cowardice. My guy Carter is like a brother to me. And so if Adam needs help, I'm going to help, just like everybody has people like that in their life. And Adam reached out to me about his sister, Sarah. Sarah is battling cancer. She has surgery next week. And they have a GoFundMe to help them out financially. And I get it. My ex-wife, Kathleen, has dealt with cancer the last couple of years. Cancer is insidious. It's still everywhere. And there are a lot of stories out there. This one just is different because he's my close friend. He's on this station. And if I can somehow help him out, like all of you would do with a close friend of yours, I'm going to do it. So I offered up a tweet about Sarah's GoFundMe, and I had a number of good friends who retweeted it to raise the profile. If you want to take 3 minutes, go to at Chad Hartman Show, click on it, click on the GoFundMe page, and I don't know, give $5, give $10, give $100, give $500. It would mean a lot to Adam's entire family. It would mean a lot to us. And I'm not saying this is the only person battling this, because I bet if we open up the phone lines, we could be here until we start the show again Monday, all these stories. So we're just taking this opportunity because this is Adam's sister. So if you want to help, if Adam's touched you, he's amused you, you like him, he's smart, you listen to him with Jordan, you listen to him on this show for 13 years, and you want to help, that would be greatly appreciated. Again, you can just find it by checking out my tweet, at Chad Hartman Show. Okay, let's change the topic abruptly, get to a few lighter items. Matthew Collar, he's going to join us at 2:05, and we're also going to get to the North St. Paul basketball decision. Among the items we're going to get to before this day is done. DeRussia sounded like he might be staying home today. Didn't it sound like that? Maybe he was Friday in the Grove.
He's liking the Friday not having to commute back home.
Yeah.
To be 6 o'clock, boom, already home.
Boom, he's there.
Alyssa, I'm free.
Yeah. You know what Alyssa likes? When he's down here.
Good point.
Yeah. You know, and Jason demands the smoking jacket, the pipe.
I think he's a slipper guy, too.
I've become more of a slipper guy myself.
Really?
Yeah. Got to be honest, though. I think I've been wearing these slippers so much, they might stink a little.
That's the problem with slippers.
Yeah.
I can't wear them for more than 5 minutes and the feet start sweating.
I put the slippers in the dishwasher. Not the dishwasher.
This dishwasher would be good, too.
Not a bad idea. I did this thing called a wash machine and a dryer. They were very loud in the dryer. Very like, they're going back and forth and stuff. And they weren't clogs. You know, they weren't Crocs. Not Crocs. What a terrible product.
Yeah, it's no good.
It's just awful.
My speaking of washing things, my wife washed one of my shirts that I wear frequently when I'm working out.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. We just had to work in. By the way,
I'm letting you know that
I work out.
It probably has more sweat and stink to it than normal shirt would as it goes in the wash.
Right.
She takes it out of the wash. This thing still stinks.
Yeah, throw it in the garbage.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, throw it in the garbage.
I felt it very insulted.
Yeah, accurate. Truth hurts. Truth hurts. So Jimmy Kimmel celebrated 20 years as a talk show host. I was going to watch the 9 o'clocker. They had a special. I forgot. We were doing stuff. We were watching, actually, Carl and I were finally watching Your Honor, episode number 2, Bryan Cranston as the judge who has things go horrible in his life involving his son. I don't want to give away too much. I think it's underrated. Now, maybe I'm just in the tank for Cranston at this point, but we were watching episode number 2. Rosie Perez is now in it this year. Isaiah Washington is in it. It's very good. So we were not watching the Kimmel, but then I caught some of Kimmel, the actual show. They must have done like a highlight show, 9 to 10. And it had on the same guests from his first episode. Snoop, Clooney, and Coldplay. I don't like Coldplay, so I didn't watch Coldplay.
Good choice.
I don't know. They've had a lot of success. Guess what? Much like Crocs, they don't care what we think of them. Coldplay doesn't care either. They're fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're fine that they're fine that we're fine. You know? I can't tell you the last time I watched a monologue of late night TV. Last time I watched either Fallon, Colbert, or Kimmel's monologue. Honestly, it's probably been years. But I will look for guests. And my pecking order when I'm clicking is Kimmel 1, Colbert 2, Fallon a distant third. Now, Fallon does some of the skits are funny. To me, there's almost too many skits, and I cannot handle fawning interviews. I get it. It's not Meet the Press. Close Circuit of Common. Flintstones, who are they? But it's just such a slurp fest. So I'm a Kimmel 1, Colbert 2, Fallon 3 of the big knocker late night talk show hosts. I will end up seeing their clips. I end up watching it more that way. The greatest talk show host, late night talk show host, without a doubt, without question, is David Letterman. I got it. Johnny invented it. And Johnny's amazing. David Letterman, for me, just made it better. Just made it better. And it's my sweet spot. The NBC show started when I was 17. I didn't miss. I didn't miss many episodes for a long, long time. I thought it was so damn good. I think NBC Letterman for me is one of my five favorite shows. CBS Letterman was good. I just don't think it was close. Now, would Letterman play? Would they have adapted right now? Hell yes. Would Johnny have adapted right now? Absolutely. Just like when people say this, Boone and Erickson wouldn't have done this, or Cannon wouldn't have done this. Those individuals were brilliant. They would have adapted to what radio is now in some way. So, late night TV, is it a priority for you at all? What causes you to watch it? What causes you to seek out a clip? And who's your favorite? Because Kimmel, 20 years, most people would say, no, Jimmy Kimmel, what, 8, 9 years?
I was guessing maybe a decade.
Yeah. 20 years.
Wow.
They did a great thing where they showed him in 03 and then talking to him now as if they were having a conversation, and how the technology pulled that off. It's baffling, but it was very funny.
Hmm.
Very funny. So late night TV, Dave Harrigan's going to tell me what he thinks of late night TV. I want you to tell me through a Cities One talking text, phone call or text. It's, you still love it? It's meaningless. Why is it meaningless? Or who are you drawn to? 651-461-9226. The music theme today is songs with handyman in the title, because we opened the show multiple segments. Very fun feedback from the audience, because Dave found the story where I guess the new place for gals to pick up guys is Home Depot. There is a video on the TikTok involving Home Depot pickup, 3.6 billion dollar views. 3.6 views.
3.6 billion
views. Yeah, thank you. That was very poorly stated.
That's happened before.
I shouldn't be having the edibles at this point.
Now, the drinking is an issue too,
yeah,
during the show. Please start at 3.
God, why isn't Dan Kelly's open like at 1?
I'm sure you can make a special request. There's probably folks in there down right now.
We need
to
get
cleaning
to,
up, getting ready.
We need to get to know them a little bit. Because I think Fridays we should be allowed to drink while doing the show.
Why not just do the show
from Dan
from
Kelly's?
The bar?
Well, it's not as big a dump as this studio is, so that's probably a good idea.
I'm sure it's a lot cleaner.
Yeah, plus
a ton cleaner.
They have Old Broadway pizza.
Oh, that's right.
We should know them well enough now that we have a little secret entrance to get to Dan Kelly's, where we can knock on the door. We're brothers. We're building brothers. Right?
Yes.
Let's go. I mean, so there's regulations, you know. Shh. Keep that on the down low.
Yeah.
Keep that on the down low. So people trying to get picked up at Home Depot, people trying to get picked up at Target. So because of that, Dave picked up the music theme of Handyman. Songs with Handyman in the title. That was Dolly. We're talking late night TV. For you, late night TV, you like it, you seek it out, you don't care, where you at?
I do not seek it out. If there's a clip that comes up on, you know, the YouTube feed or something that I'm interested, typically a guest, I'll watch, but I have not turned on a late night show in years.
Really?
Yeah. And part of that was because I was working early hours for a long time.
Yeah.
Having young kids, obviously, too. But if I had to choose now, Kimmel would probably be my first go-to. But after that, I'm not a Colbert guy.
You're not a Colbert.
I'm not a Fallon guy.
Colbert's too political? Or
my issue with Colbert is I loved the Colbert Report.
Yeah.
And I loved him on The Daily Show.
Yep.
And
it's amazing how many people came out of The Daily Show.
Yep, it absolutely is.
It's such a long list of enormous stars.
Yes, and I mean, I just loved the, you know, him playing the character,
yeah,
Stephen Colbert.
Yeah,
and this version, it's not as funny to me.
Okay.
And it's very political, and it's
it is a very political show.
You know, before the monologue, what the monologue's going to be about. You know, you mentioned Letterman. Yeah, he'd do the political stuff. He'd throwing a zinger about Clinton or whatever, but then there was always something that you didn't know was coming. Whereas, I don't know. It doesn't do anything for me. I mean, I loved Letterman as a kid, the CBS show. I was too young for NBC, but the one that made me laugh more was Conan Late Night. And maybe that's just because that hit me in high school and college, and
right.
It was, mandatory viewing every night.
Yeah, and that's kind of one of my sweet spot of Letterman, too. I've added Coco, Team Coco, to the Sirius XM.
Mm.
I've been listening a little bit. Pretty damn funny.
Yes.
Among the texts here, late night TV is now trash. It's become all political. Record Kimmel and Colbert. Watch the next day. Can't stand Fallon. He has to be the center of everything. Colbert and Kimmel, they're the center of it. He's the host of the show.
Their names are on the marquee.
I mean, come on. Honestly, it's a joke of a product. When Johnny and Letterman went at it, it was all about being funny. Kimmel's monologue is do not miss. Number text on this. Thank you. Matthew Caller next hour. Any questions about your heat? How about a free heat map analysis from Lindus Construction?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.